Brock.
Well, good morning. 8:46, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up? Hey, folks, don't forget, coming up here later on in the show, I'm going to be chatting with the fellas from Wayland, our very own Michigan boys, and we got something really cool lined up for you on Instagram and Facebook.
Brock, it better have been over the phone, because you know you can't be around bands.
Of course. It's social distancing interviews is what we're doing. But, the guys are going to be calling in. They got a really cool thing that they're doing now, kind of a quarantine concert series. So we're going to learn all about that. And I got a special treat for you. So make sure you stay tuned for all the details. And listen, when we check in with Wayland here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, camper, ATV, business insurance, boat insurance. Honestly, he's going to get you covered on damn near everything. And even right now, insurance is essential. Chris is essential, and he wants to make sure that you're taken care of and you're covered. So give him a call, shoot him an email, and he's going to get you squared away with all your insurance needs. Go see him. Chris, I love you, Quiz. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Oh, it sucks with all this. We can't have him in the studio. I miss him, man. He always cracks us up.
We'll make up for it when we can.
Yeah, that's true. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I don't have one.
I knew it.
I've been busy.
I'm sitting down here in the bay. I was going to say right before the break, right before we went, I'm like, do you have one ready?
Oh, were you? Is that what you were going to say, were
you? You know what? And then, no, you cut me off and look where we're at now. We're stumbling. We're reaching.
You're reaching. You're stumbling.
No, I'm talking to fill time for you because you didn't.
I got one for you. How about this? Because right. This whole time you've been talking, I've been listening. I've just been scrolling through it. Giggle juice.
Oh man.
Giggle juice.
If I tickle my wife too much and she giggles too much, she pees her pants.
No.
That's not giggle juice?
That was very good thinking outside the box of you, but no, that's not right. That is not right at all.
All right, so then it's going to be sexual, which I can't say anything around the giggle juice sexually.
It's not sexual. That I say is sexual, yeah, Hunter.
Pretty much.
Giggle juice, it's alcohol, booze.
Oh, all right.
You get a little giggly. You get a few shots and you get a little giggly. Yeah. A little giggly.
Don't drink too much of the giggle juice because it'll go from giggling to puking.
Exactly. Giggle juice can turn to puke juice, but when it's fun, it's giggle juice. Example, man, I passed out after too much giggle juice on Saturday night. It's dumb.
Can you tell when Kiki has like two drinks in her and she's starting to feel it?
Oh, yeah. Two drinks. Kiki at two drinks is a fun Kiki for sure.
Does she get the shine in her eye? If you know what I mean, I think people know what I'm talking about.
That's usually
the shine,
the glass eyes. That's usually around like five for her,
right?
Like five
it's
stiff
usually,
drinks. Yeah,
it's the glossy eyes, like the glass eye, and then like this grin, this little grin that gets on her face.
You're like, oh no,
eh.
Oh god, oh no,
you're on your way.
Oh boy,
and then like literally like 45 minutes later, she's dancing with the wall.
That's right. Just like that's a cardboard cutout of Luke Bryan. Get out of there. What are you doing? That's not real. There you go. That's your dumb vocabulary.
She'll drop it low.
She will drop it low. Drop it low with that giggle juice. By the way, before we get out of here, Chris messaged us. He said, miss you guys too. I feel like I have a backup of dirty things to say. I can't anywhere else. I love it. Don't worry. We'll give you that outlet eventually, Chris. All right. Yeah, there you go.
Save them.
That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.